Anna Oli, Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it? Sure, I'm glad you did. As are our advertisers. Remember to support them because they support us. The internet economy works in a trickle-down manner. They send checks to people, and then those people in turn send much smaller checks to us. And I can afford dog food for my weird dog. Anyhow, don't even get me started, folks. I could have got a mutt at the pound. I wanted to be a big shot and get a Shar-Pei, is all I'm saying. Like every woman in my life. Anyhow, nothing but the best. I am super excited tonight. I'm a little starstruck, so I'm a little out of it slightly here. We have a fantastic band. I just am in love with this band. This band is they're cool, turned up to 10. They're out of Italy, and they are right on the cusp of this resurgence of just super cool Italian bands and music. I don't know how to describe the genre. I would almost go industrial, but it's definitely rock. There's some jazz elements in it. It's just amazing, and it's just cool. It's cool. Without further ado, I would like to welcome The Design, Snow and Billy.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I'm glad we figured out the time difference. Yeah, at first, when I got that, I'm like, 7 o'clock my time? They're in Central Europe time zone. That's 2 or 1 in the morning. No, we can't do that. I know they're rockers, but they're used to being up. But that means they have to come. I don't know because I don't know how Italy works. I know in Paris, you normally have dinner about 9. You go out to the first place for cocktails about 10. You wind up getting to the nightclub about 1 or 2 in the morning. You don't come home till 5 or 6. Hopefully earlier. It depends on who you meet. But I imagine Italy's probably the same. Very sophisticated. We're not going to waste the night. You guys are probably up doing stuff, I imagine.
Yeah. There's always something to do. Right? Either eat or drink. And if you're not eating or drinking, you eat or drink something different. So,
yeah working. Writing hit songs. It's amazing. You guys are fantastic. And I know I was reading in your bio a couple years ago, you guys did the Christian Death Tour, opening act for Christian Death. Is that?
Oh, that was wonderful. That was a lot of fun.
That's got to be a crazy crowd at those shows, I would imagine. Crazy good, but crazy.
Yeah, not so much crazy, moody. I guess crazy is a way to put it.
No, yeah. I would.
That was a very nice tour. Absolutely. We had a lot of fun. And the guys are great. They, with the lineup they had back then, they were wonderful people. We got along very well. We actually met up a few times even afterwards when they came to play here in Modena.
Yeah.
So we keep in touch.
That's very cool. I have a friend of mine that she just did a European leg of, she got hired on as a backup singer. And Thrill Kill, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. I'm like, they're still around? I had no idea. And I was talking to her and I said, man, that must have been a, and she's, Jamie, it's not the 90s anymore. Same people that were going to the show in the 90s are going now. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah, I'm trying to be the same. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I would have went to that show. But, and then I thought about it and I'm like, yeah, maybe that wouldn't have been good. People go to see the show, you know, and they're not boring Jamie sitting there going, tapping his toe. We're going to play a couple of your guys' videos. They're phenomenal. But you guys are high energy, at least from the music I've heard and the tracks I've heard and everything. First off, interesting story how you guys met. You guys were in different bands, right?
Yeah. We still are.
I got you.
We both have a bunch of projects that we take care of. We got to know each other. We know each other from since 2012.
Wow.
Because Billy's band, JTR Sickert, and my solo project, Snowvon, we used to tour together a lot. And back in 2018 or 17, right. Billy was working on a new album. And at that time, he didn't know whether it was going to be his, like, just a solo thing he's doing or it's another record for his band. And he wanted me to film some videos for him and do some guest vocals. And so I did. And when I got here, we did some of the work and then we started adding more and more vocals into other songs. And then that's actually what became this Designs record.
Nice. So, nice.
Yeah. Let me ask
you both, when you were younger, and I'm like young when you start now, when you're a young lass, you're a young lad, did you know? Did you have any idea? Was this the plan? Rock stars in your future? Videographers? Things? Show business? Did you guys know you were going to be? Was that kind of what you wanted to be when you were little?
On one hand, you hope to be part of show business and everything. On the other, you just do what you like and you try to the best you can. And yeah, for the Designs was something that happened. Cool things happen when you don't want to happen. It's, for us, it was a sign that we had a fucking pandemic that stopped us for a while. So we got bored and colded, how can I say? It's sneezing all the time with the fucking virus around, but...
Has it been 3 minutes? Can we curse?
Oh, yeah, we're good. We're good. No, we're fine. We're awesome. Yeah, we're at 7 minutes, baby.
I'm sorry.
Fucking A. We are...
With a beep on me.
No, we're fine. We're fine. People at home are going, what the hell are they... Don't worry about it, folks. It's a showbiz. It's a YouTube thing. You're not supposed to curse. The first part.
Right.
If you watch a lot of YouTube videos, you'll probably notice everybody's squeaky clean, and as soon as that 3 minutes is up, we all turn into truck drivers and sailors. It's
really? I never knew that. Interesting.
Yeah, there's all kinds of...
To get back to the topic of whether we wanted this or not, I think it matters to us a little bit to say that it wasn't... I think art and creativity means a lot to us, and it has since our childhood. I started you know, making music when I was 10, 12 years old. Sounded like shit, but it was my way of coping, my way of dealing with things. That's how I grew. That's how, for me, it was everything. So I knew that I was going to be in art and in entertainment, but I wouldn't necessarily call it show business. That's a little bit of a...
The reason I say it that way is because in America, there is this weird thing where, and I mentor some young, my day job, I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. It's how I make money. Been doing that for 25 years. And I mentor some younger people, not in how to paint. I always tell them, you got to go to school. You got to learn on your own or go to school or something for that. What I do is I mentor their art business. I'm like, the goal is so you don't have to have a day job. And this is how, these are the steps that will help you do that. But remember, health insurance is nice. We have to worry about that in the States. I know you guys don't, but it's terrible. But anyway, I all want to, everybody here, I don't know if it's because of these shows, these competition music shows, The Voice or whatever. They all want to be famous. They want everybody to know them, get a million likes on Instagram, and I don't know, date models or something. And that's great, right. And that's fun. But first and foremost, your art should come before any of that. That's the icing on the cake type of it. You got to be into what you're doing, even when you hate it. Even when you hate it, you got to love it. It's just how that works. And
yeah, but it's a necessity. Sorry to interrupt you. If you feel that you can't function without being creative, that's when you know you have to do it. And then you, I think the, how'd you call it? The craving for some sort of acknowledgement and fame is not necessarily related to people that have talent. Am I putting it politely enough?
You're right. You are
because it caters to something different. It caters to your ego and it caters to the fact that you want to be noticed. But are you going to be noticed for the right things? Because to be honest, most of the people that need to create art and have to go down that road to make a little bit of money to pay for the expenses they have.
Oh, yeah.
actually suffer from it. It's not that fun.
Absolutely.
The process is fun. What comes after is never that much fun. And for some reason, you see all these kids then that want that end result. And you're like, sure, give it a couple of years. I think you'll be happy for 10 minutes. And then you'll be like, okay, I would like to be normal, please. It's not.
Well, and it's just a lot of work. And that's what, if you ask anybody, I don't care what business it is, what art they're doing. It's work. 16, 17 hour days is just a Wednesday. That's a normal day. But I get young people all the time, and they're like, I want to do what you're doing. Just sit around and paint all. I'm like, I do too. But no, I got to answer an email. I got to make a call. I got to do this.
The way you said it, I want to do what you do, sit around and paint all day. Mm-hmm. That's already an insult.
Yeah. Very true. It's
I wish it were that simple.
And if you just want to be famous, I tell people all the time, I'm like, go rob a bank. You'll be on the news. I guarantee it. There's easier ways than dealing with clients. And you got to smile when you do it. It's, you want to change the painting? It's done, but you wanted to add an elephant in it. Oh, yeah, we can do that. No problem. You know, and it's so funny. People never see me bitch about things online, but I was, when the phone's off or whatever, I was bitching one day and my wife was like, okay, finish this one. They already paid you for it, so you got to finish this one. Then I'll take you down here to Pizza Hut and we can put you in an application. And I said, for what? And she goes, so you can start delivering pizzas if you want to do something different. And I'm like, no, I don't want it. Here, let me get another canvas. Here we go. That's why we're married. She knows how to kick me in the ass when I need to be kicked in the ass. It's very true. So that's cool. So you guys have these successful and really cool projects going, and Kismet or Fate or whatever you want to call it, you get together on this one and then it morphs into that. That's very organic. I dig that. Is the music that you're doing, the designs, similar to your other acts, or is it totally a new direction?
You mean to the other project?
Yeah. No, for example, it's different from... Okay, so my default, I call it, I don't even call it solo project, Snowvon, is more, I think, more melodic, a bit more poetic, less in your face.
I gotcha.
In terms of the attitude, it's more introspective. The designs is very in your face, feeling spit it out kind of thing.
It depends if you talk about sounds and everything, but at the same time, what we're doing, I mean, for what am I concerned, is to try to mix together different type of attitude. And so that's the reason why I love this project, because Snow has a different personalities, and I really believe that mixing different personalities, you can find a new yourself. You know what I mean? It's a process, because if you're just you talking to you, you keep talking to you for all your life. So
right,
the combination that really impact on my way of doing music.
Yeah, it's in music. It's so cool. My wife will be coming home from work when we finish up. She's got a day job. She works, manages a place, sells makeup. And we share a Spotify account. So on my computer screen, when she's in the car on the way home, little Spotify thing window pops up and I can see what she's listening to. And that sounds weird, people. I'm not stalking her. It's just the way Spotify these stars work. But I love it, because if she's had a bad day, if she's had to deal with Karens and stuff, she'll be listening to death metal at full volume on the way home. And I'm like, okay, we might want to give her a little space. You know what I mean? Let her watch your shows tonight and just tread lightly a little bit. If it's Sleep Token, I'm like,
she's fine.
We're good. She probably
That's
wants
awesome.
To smooch,
you have your little Spotify horoscope. For
exactly.
The day.
So I don't complain about it in the least. And
yeah, but
she loves your guys' music. I was playing your guys' music the other day. She comes in, she goes, why aren't you listening to 80s synth pop? What, this isn't Duran. What are you listening to? Who is this? I said, this is the band I'm going to have on my show. They're fantastic, huh? She goes, finally, you're listening to some good music in here. I love it.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, thank you. So there you go. So it's
hi, Mrs. Fox.
Yeah. Fox. Yeah. She's Fox. A band, so there you go.
Fox.
There you go. Well, that's cool. Let me ask you this now. You guys, I imagine most successful musicians that I know have some sort of a home studio, a corner they've set up with things or whatever. And they pretty much get things done. And then they'll sometimes, a lot of times, will go to a bigger studio somewhere, write a check, right. Have it mastered and whatnot. Is that how you guys function as well? Do you have a homework area?
Yeah, we have a little corner. It's not so little. But it's packed with so many things that it became very little now. The way we work, we start playing an idea, and then we have our producer that work with us at the he has a bigger, not a bigger room, but his bigger
right.
machines and everything.
Other machines that and make then, it even nicer.
Yeah, exactly. So nice. Again, it's the process that I like to work with people that have different angle and perspective when you play. So if I start doing something, I really would like someone to say, I like what you're doing, but why don't you try to do it in a different
right, way? Right, we're going to push that.
That's very exciting because, as I said, it's like you are knowing your music and yourself through other people, and that is very cool for me. So that's the reason why I like the way Snow is working on the stuff we do and involving other
But it's actually
ideas.
Very, yeah, but it's very interesting in how the designs work as such, because we are so similar in so many things considering our taste and music, but the way we work and the way we process our feelings in music completely different. Billy's the guy who's gonna sit down and in 2 minutes he'll get a perfect groove growing. It's all about the rhythms and the
Mr. Beethoven there. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I have a lot more of a, like, I love layering vocals. I love melody. I love giving it a bit of sense, you know?
She's the beauty and I'm the beast, actually. So
it's funny because it sounds cliche, but it's true in our regard. Like, he's Mr. Chaos and I come in and I put it into perspective.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's very nice and it's very interesting because this is the only way how you can create something that you didn't even know you would, because you didn't hear it unless you connected with the other person. And then, of course, Eddie did his job too. He has a fantastic ear, so he had plenty of other ideas and did this whole production from it. So
that's amazing.
It was an interesting thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you two found each other. I'm so glad and happy as a fan that you did, and the work you've created. It's fantastic. That isn't always the case. I used to avoid having relationships with women that were in the art world and just had a couple bad experiences. But then again, I thought once I analyzed it, I'm like, I'm down the road a little bit from them career-wise. They're still going through their stuff. We're always all learning, but I've learned a lot of the stuff they needed to learn. And it was close competition and stuff I don't care about. But my wife now, she does her art thing and whatnot, but I know how she works. So when she's working, she likes to put her music on. We share a studio. Half of it's hers. She's a sculptor, ceramics, and has a big pottery wheel. Yeah. So when she's in here working, she likes to be by herself. And I do too, but I have no problem. I'm like, yeah, you're working tonight? Okay, that's fine, dear. I'm going to go watch a movie about war, Godzilla or something. And I give her space, and that works real nice. But there's none of that other stuff. It seems that you guys complement each other real well from an artistic point of view and from a working point of view. Things are getting done.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Very cool. Let me ask you guys, now we're going to play, we have a couple videos to play here. You guys, it's videos. I'm an old man. I grew up in the 80s. So to me, and I'm a visual artist. So to me, music videos are art. I love a good music video. And the stranger, the better. But that's just me. I'm not in that. I'm not making them. And I always ask my musician friends, I'm like, how do you feel about? Because you're the guys in the trenches. You guys are and gals are making these. And they usually tell me one of two answers. They either say they're a pain in the ass, but a necessary evil. You got to have them. Or they said, oh, I love doing them. And that's usually either end of that spectrum. Where would you say you two fall in music videos and making them and whatnot?
I make them for a living, so yeah. There's your answer. Yeah. But no, for me, music video is an absolute must. For me, the song is not finished until you give it a face. And I know that's not, obviously, it's not possible. You can't, nobody has the budget and time to do a video for every single fucking song that you release, but I wish it would be like that. Yeah. Because for me, the visual and the audio is always together.
Right.
For example, a video can really change your song, let's say. So it's another item that can change what you wanted to do. So that's the reason why it's cool, because you can see video there. Let's say you're playing a happy song and you put a fucking sad video on top. Right. So it's different the way you...
Yeah, it's the linguistics and you're putting something in between the lines, yeah. But also... It's like an unfinished sentence if you only have music, for me at least.
Oh, absolutely.
And also, every time I hear a song, especially music that grabs me in a certain way,
yeah,
I immediately see colors, shapes. That is, sound is colors and shapes. So I get ideas very quickly whether they're doable or not. So yeah, for me, it's one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We are both involved with movies, so we really like to watch movies, for example.
Nice.
And Snow has this David Lynch touch, and I was in love with David Lynch as I was a kid. So
when
I told her, you're my Laura Palmer. So.
I know. That's like the sweetest
thing. That's an idea for a song right there. I think she's cool in high school, and what, maybe she got a little too cool. Who knows? Hit the Black Lodge, and people, if somebody's out there who has not seen Twin Peaks, I don't know why you're even watching our video. I have no idea, but turn it off. Go watch the entire season and the movies, Fire Walk With Me, and the second season. I was not disappointed with that. But no, I get what you're saying. I'm the same way. I'm the same way, Billy. I am the same way. It is a big fan of that show. Just in general, that dreamlike. Because you can do things and you can say things in a dream. If I were just to paint a realistic painting, I'm like, I want to throw some surrealism in there. I want to fish in the percolator and not have to explain why it's in there.
Exactly.
Right.
Let people make their own movie in their head looking at that painting. It's funny. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, that's your job to create a spark in people's heads and for them to, because they're gonna create their own catharsis from it.
Exactly.
They're gonna interpret it in their way. It's gonna put their thoughts in their heads. And I think that's the overall job of art, no? That's
absolutely
what it's been for ages.
Yeah, and it's very true. You have to, I don't know, it's crazy. I do a lot of paintings. Everybody's like, oh, you should come up with the title and then paint the painting. I'm like, yeah, that's what they said in school. I don't do that. I'll just have an idea. I'll wake up with an idea, draw it out, paint the painting. And then my wife, she's like the producer in mastering and whatnot. I call her in and she says, looks good. We can post this. We can sell this. It's good to go. But it's time to seal it. Because once it's sealed, I can't paint on top of that.
Right.
That's the thing. But then she's like, what are you going to call it? And I'm like, I don't know. And I have, right now I'm looking at probably 30 shoeboxes of these little books that I get at the dollar store. And I'll be listening to something and I'll hear a line in a song or something. I'm like, ooh, that's a good title. I have no idea. Here's one, for example, The Warning of Sirens. And I'm like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know what song that was in. If somebody out there recognizes it, let us know. But I have no idea. I just wrote that line down. And so when she asks, what are you going to call it? I'll reach for one of the shoeboxes, pull out all these books, start flipping through them. Oh, yeah, that works. And that's where I get weird ideas. Additionally, and this is your guys' video. This is going to happen. I'm telling you. There's a drink. It's a drinking game. It's just when we have a lot of get-togethers at our house. We have a cool house and stuff. And invariably, there's music videos on the big TV or whatever while that's going on. And so my friends, my lovely friends, started this game where they're like, we'll be watching a music video, and they're like, oh, there's a Jamie painting right there. A girl in handcuffs on top of a car. Yep, that's a Jamie painting. We can see that. And I usually have another little book that I'll have sitting on the little table by where I'm sitting, and I'll, that's a good idea, actually, and write that down. And you guys have a lot of images that should be Jamie paintings in your videos.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
It's amazing. Let's play one right now. Should we play, which one do you want to do? We've got and Porno Riot. What do you want to hear first, do you think? Or what do you want to hit people with first?
Begin
probably, yeah.
Okay, we're going to play that in 1 second, folks. I have to ask Billy, because the, what do you call it? The snapshot, the cover image, the, there's some word in that YouTube videos have where it's your image when they're on the list. You know what I mean? Anyway, Billy's in a fantastic suit. He's an Italian cat. Of course, he's got probably a whole closet full of fantastic suits, I would imagine. But he's like a magician, and he's holding snow in front of him in that cover image. And
I'm levitating.
So, levitating, yes.
Like pizza.
Like a pizza. But I wondered when I saw that, one of the first things I thought is, that's a cool image. And I'm like, did he have to learn how to do that magic trick? Because I wouldn't know, even for the still image, I wouldn't know how to hold a gelf. And did she have a board or something on it? Because she's perfectly straight there. It's, you don't have to tell me. Don't ruin the magic trick for everybody. But or me, because I'm fascinated. But I did spend 5 minutes of my day, probably more, fascinating, just looking at the still image of that. And then I'm like, yeah, we're supposed to play a video. Let's play the video. And then I played the video.
Sweetest thing anybody's ever said, Jamie. Thank
well,
you.
I just was very impressed. I'm like, how is she keeping straight like that? That's amazing. I love magic. I know people think it's not cool and everything. The only uncool magic show I ever went, my first time I ever went to Paris, I was there a month, and one night I decided I want to go see a magic show in Paris. So I called around, and then I found one. I went to see it. It was in this basement club somewhere in Paris, and it was a little, it was like the size of my living room. There was probably 50 people in there, packed in there. It was an Asian Chinese magician guy, young guy. And I think he was great, but he was speaking in French, and I didn't really know enough French to. So magic's fine if you don't know. And I was sitting close to the stage, and so I was fearful that, because he was doing crowd work, pulling people from the crowd up and stuff, and I'm like, I can't understand what this guy's saying. I hope he doesn't pick me, because. And then I was anxious. It was pretty cool. Anyway, enough about magic. We're not here for that, folks. We are here. Here it is. This is the designs begin. Check this out. It's amazing. I love this video and this track.
Thank you.
My doubts and my obsession. I'm looking.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Begin the Designs. I'm telling you, that's a fantastic track. And it's, I found out, we were talking off camera. Now I forgot. Is it the 15th or the 16th, guys, that the album's dropping? The 15th. How cool is that? Now, this is a cool... Number one, I like the title. It's Invent. But it's all that stands for something, and I'm looking for it, and I can't find it. I don't know. Innovative...
No, because when you, it's very simple. When you vent, but then you in vent.
I got you.
So you vent inwards while creating something new in the process. You're inventing.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So it was a sweet thing that Billy came up with one night. So I thought we should remember that to name it, to give it the title of the record. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. This is. Let's see, that is going the 15th. I think it's the same day. Let me look on my calendar here.
I think that's when you're going live with it.
Yeah, that's the same day, everybody. So I was going to say, we're going to blast it out all over. Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, right now. It's available right now. Go get the album, everybody. It's fantastic. Very cool. Yeah, it's weird, these schedules. Because everybody thinks we're just sitting in here. That's how we used to do the show, but no, now we're all fancy with video and whatnot. Let me ask you guys this. With my paintings, people see the end result. They're like, Jamie just rolled out of bed this morning and painted that. Sometimes that happens, and it's great, but it's very rare when that happens. That giant ant painting I did a couple days ago, yeah, that was one of those deals. Had a dream about a giant ant coming out on a beach, and so I woke up and painted it. But normally what they don't see is if a lot of them will fight me. I want to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it. I scream at it. I yell at it. I outvent on it. I'm not happy. But the thing is, what nobody sees any of that. They just see the finished end result. And I know with music, it's got to be the same. And you don't have to answer this if you don't want. I don't mean to push any boundaries or anything. But when I hear a track, like the next one, and the Begin is the same way, but when I hear, we're going to play Porno Right here in a second. When I hear that track, it's perfect. It's polished. It's just, it's amazing. And as a non-musician, as an audience, as a fan, I hear it and I'm going, wow, Snow and Billy just rolled out of bed in the morning and knocked that out. That must have been a real easy one. It's so perfect. But I know it's like my paintings. We're hearing and seeing the end result. You know what I mean? Right. Do any of them ever fight you? Are any of them hard or are they all easy?
Porno Riot was, I remember that was supposed to be the title track for the album when Billy was writing it. And I remember hearing the very first version of it as your demo.
Yeah.
And it actually sounded a lot more painful and rude in a way, because he had his thing he wanted to say with it. Obviously, through the production process, it became a bit more polished, and that's probably what makes it look like, oh, they just rolled out of bed and did
right.
Thank you, Eddie.
But, good producer.
No, it was a good tune from the beginning, but there was definitely a bit more pain behind it from what I remember hearing in the demos.
It was a demo, yeah. It was the idea and the message that was brought me out to write that lyrics, because it's all about when you think porno is something that attracts you, is something that should help you, you know, to de-stress. And then it's like a sexual revolution. Then every revolution became the new dictator. You know what I mean? So that's the fucking body that I had in my mind. So something that help you, should help you, become something that condemn you. So every revolution has that feeling at the end of the day. So it's, you can't escape from, because you think you find something that help you or attract you or it's cool, and then became a fucking bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Jail, another restriction, another thing you have to heal from.
Yeah. Oh, it's just another pain in the ass thing you got to deal with. It's in the States, and I know you guys have traveled, and I'm sure this is not a big surprise, compared to Europe in general, Jesus Christ, the States are like so sexually uptight, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? People spend a lot of time sneaking around. It's crazy. They waste a lot of time doing that. But it's such a good track. And yeah, you're right. It's that. It reminds me of the Venus flytrap. Oh,
what?
Venus flytrap.
Those plants. It's a plant, Billy, that grows. I don't know where they grow. That swamps.
The plants.
And they'll go in and.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, the fly's thinking, oh, yeah. Look at this. This is wonderful. This is great. I have an ex-wife that is exactly like that. She was nice to look at. She was Venus flytrap. I shouldn't say that. She's very lovely and has a very lovely life, I hope. I don't know.
We wish her all the best.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Oh, man. You know, it's such a cool song, and I really dig it. And it's got that beat to it, too, that it's just very driving. I could definitely see this being a club track. All I'm saying, I could see a gal on a pole to this. I think.
Originally, a lot of this was supposed to be only electric. Like, it was supposed to be when Billy first, I'm talking for you now, but I
you,
know
you mean, okay.
Yeah, this album was supposed to be a
that
lot
was
more.
That the other question.
At the beginning,
you guys probably. Obviously are a couple. No, I'm messing with you. My wife does the same thing.
Which is why I'm talking for you. I don't mean to.
No, I know.
No, the project started to, it's all about what happened to me in that period of time. And I used to, because I was alone and I used to go out, not every night, but every weekend. And I used to be involved in some cool, electro, dark, obscene places in old theater all around Bologna and Modena, cool places. And then I wanted to reproduce that vibes with actually an electro sound without a band. But then I understood that it was better to add also rock attitude and guitars and everything, because it's that surface that I still have with me since I was a kid that gave it more substance and punch in your face. But yeah, so
and
again, working on that thing, I never had an idea completely clear. I never had it muted. I had a beat, and then everything can happen.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I am. Snowy has more, she's a more composer. She knows what's going on. I don't know, normally. Because I think random, and I hear someone say something, and I want to have that. So I need someone to guide me. Because I'm a little gaze in the club moving in the air. That's me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was supposed to be an electro album that ended up to be like this.
Then I like those guitars in there. I got to tell you, it's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good move. But
and it's one of those
you mentioned it, I wanted to say.
And you're like, this could be in an action movie. Somebody could be robbing a bank with this music going. This could be a car chase.
Yeah.
This could be kissing a girl. You know what I mean? If it's that girl. And it's, it wouldn't surprise me if that winds up in some movies. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, folks, here it is. Check this out. This is the Designs Porno Riot. And we're back, everybody. That was Porno Riot, The Designs. Again, this album drops in 3 days, everybody. And you can get it. And I suggest you do. I suggest you do. People always ask me, they're like, you always have these cool bands on your show, Jamie. Where's the best place to get their merch, their music, or what? And I'm like, at a show. I've never been to a rock show, any kind of show, that doesn't have a good-looking gal selling merch at a little table there. When I was a kid, that's how I saw the majority of bands that my friends were in. Is I'm like, I want to come see the band. Can I get some tickets? And they're like, can you run the merch booth tonight? Yeah. And so, yeah, I spent my time at the merch tables. But I get, maybe you're in Portugal or someplace or South Korea or something, and you can't get to the show. Buy it if you can, direct from the artist, I say. If that's not an option, definitely pick it up on the streaming sites. You know what I mean? The important thing is to pick it up. It gives feedback, and there is no better feedback in the world, I'm telling you right now, than somebody sending you a check. That is the best feedback in the world as an artist. That'll get you out of bed in the morning. And
right.
You got to support these guys, because these guys are the ones making music interesting. It's not, we were talking before we came on camera, and we were mentioning how we're just talking about bands in general and trends, disturbing trends we're seeing. And I see it too, where people, I had mentioned to Billy and Snow that I see bands trying to please algorithm, making music for algorithms. They're like, oh, Taylor Swift's trending, so let me make a song like Taylor Swift so I'll get on that algorithm and get a lot of plays on Spotify. Don't do that. If you're in a band, don't do that. Be the trendsetter. Make that happen. That's the goal. Be the leader, not the follower. Jesus.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You got to do it. And all these people, you got to support them too. If they're playing, if you want cool music in your area, support your venues. Go to the venues. Yep. Buy a beer when you're there. Venues like that. They like having bodies in the place. And if a band pulls in bodies, they'll have that band back. And they'll have other bands too.
Yep.
Very important. Now, Snow, I wanted to ask you, you also, both of you really, you guys said you're also involved with film, like indie film or film production or music video. What are you doing? I had no idea that this was a side of your guys' business.
Yeah, for me, not so much Billy, it's more me. I've been in, like I said before, when we were talking about music videos, for me, the visual and the audio came together always. So when I was a kid, I used to paint a lot. That grew into graphic design and digital design because I had to create artworks for the music that I was making.
Nice.
That's how I learned. And eventually moved to video, and I've worked on, during my time in the States, I worked on documentaries, doing creative cut and music for films. And now the last, I don't know, maybe 8 years, I'm really trying to focus only on music videos because I want to keep working with bands and with music.
Nice.
Naturally, I do all the designs videos. I do all of my videos, and everybody that's close to us, I make their videos.
You guys having it in-house like that, because, ladies and gentlemen, you may not realize this, Billy and Snow chose the expensive art. It's cheap. I just get it some canvas and some paint and whatnot, a couple brushes. I'm good to go. You know what I mean? It ain't going to break the bank. Music, on the other hand, that's expensive. Nothing just happens. And you got a videographer in-house. How cool is that? You could wake her up at 3 a.m, Billy, and go, hey, I got an idea. What if we went this direction with the...
or let him try.
That's awesome.
No, but yeah, it's... yeah, but also it's the only way to do it. Because if you're trying to create art, you can't wait for budgets. You got to do things on your own.
No, yeah.
I'm lucky enough to have clients, and my clients are bands that I like, and I love them, and I love working for bands. But at the same time,
they've got to be cool too.
You have to limit the intake of work for clients in order to be able to work for us and for me and all the other, because these are things that take time. It's one thing that people, regular people, I'm sorry to call them that, don't realize how much time art actually takes.
That's an issue I had in my life with the podcast. I love doing the podcast. Don't get me wrong. I love doing it because I get to hang out with cool people. And in my painting business, though, because all the PR companies are like, oh, Jamie's pretty good at this podcast thing. Let's just schedule him with 7 interviews this week. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I got to paint. John in San Francisco is bugging me for this to finish this painting and get it out. You know what I mean? I got to do that. I got to. And they don't understand that. John doesn't understand me saying the PR company wants me to do 7 interviews. And they're like, get it together. Sort your life out, Jamie. Come on. And so you got to find it. But it, even that took me a good 2 years to get that balance.
Yeah.
And then doing video. I used to do an audio show, was the podcast. Audio is peasy. I can do audio in my sleep. And then I had to buy all this fancy stuff for video. And I knew nothing about video. I had to learn it all. I didn't know the terminologies. They're like, oh, if you want to do this and blah, 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 just do that. And I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? I don't even know what you're talking about. But you pick it up eventually, best you can. I know my audience now is going, yeah, Jamie, probably need to still study some more on that. And, all right. And the thing with technology is it changes, too. It changes. Billy will tell you, guitars don't change. You know how to play the guitar. You know how it's going to work.
That's true.
Drum machines, on the other hand, oh, we have an update, and none of this will work now, and this is how you do it. Jesus Christ, it drives me crazy.
Talk about video software and 3D software. Whole other ballgame.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We have different computers in the house depending on what we're working
on. Yeah, you have to.
It's easier that way to make sure that everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, when you're rendering stuff, you can't be looking at memes on Facebook. No, the computer needs all the memory it can do. It's crazy. It's so cool, though. I'm so glad to have met you both and whatnot and have you on the show. It's just amazing. You guys, we have links. We have all things, the design links, associated projects and whatnot in the description below. They're clickable. Just check them out. And again, if you find a cool indie film or a band or somebody you like that is just, I don't care what they're doing, that make the best biscuits in town or whatever that you feel. The reason you're friends with the friends that you are friends with is common interests. You guys all like the same thing.
Yeah.
Let them know about the cool thing you found. Hit that share button. Get the word out. Because, yes, we live in an algorithm world, but there's nothing better than word of mouth. There's nothing better than somebody saying, Snow thinks this person's cool, so I'm going to check them out. Or I'm going to check this out. Or Billy said this, check these guys out. Not my normal type of music, but I might want to check that out. You guys, the designs, Snow and Billy, you guys are really good also at your social media. Do you guys got a team doing that? Did you guys hire a 16-year-old girl with a cell phone?
No. I'm the 16-year-old girl.
I gotcha.
Thank you.
It's hard, folks. It is hard. First 3 hours of my day, every day, is
it's
social
not.
Media.
You got to schedule stuff, and you got to know your life. Our year is planned basically till the end of it. And it's
not the weirdest thing. Nobody ever told me when I was a kid, they're like, I knew when I was a grown up that life would be cool. I could do whatever I wanted. You can't. Sorry to spoil that dream for anybody out there. But what's weird that happens is my life has become incredibly regulated in so fact. I wake up, I'm a morning person. I'm an old man. I get up super early because it's quiet. The phone isn't ringing yet. My mind works better and I can get shit done. But one of the things I do is I figure out my day and I'm like, okay, from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, I got to do this. From 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, I'll be doing this. From 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And that's the whole day. And that's every day. It is. And if something invariably happens that throws that schedule off, it really bothers me. It's hard to get back on track.
One good thing that happens with technology is you can set your modes on your phone.
I do not have
my phone on normal setting during the time I work during the day.
I'm going to lose Snow as a friend right now. She's going to...
No, you're not.
I don't use a phone. And not because I'm cool or anything. I learned this with digital cameras. I have a bad habit of setting things down, leaving things in taxi cabs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had a digital camera go through the washing machine. And they were at the time $1,000 a pop. And phones are the same thing. It's $1,000 if you go buy a phone. And my wife's got one. And I got a voicemail. If somebody dies or something, they can leave me a voicemail. I'll find out about it. So I don't use one. But yeah, I need to, because then I could set timers and stuff like that. See, I can't do that now. The other day, I was sitting down in the living room, and I'm like, God, I got to get up and go in the workshop. She goes, for what? I'm like, oh, I want to look something up on Amazon to see if they even sell this, if somebody has made this yet. Might be a good idea for an invention. And she goes, if you had a phone, Jamie, you wouldn't even have to get out of your chair. You could just look it up right there. Yeah, I need to walk anyway, you know.
Turn it off and work. That's it.
It's crazy. I love your guys' band. It is phenomenal. I'm a big fan. I didn't look at the website. Yeah, there's tour dates, right? You guys are going to be playing and stuff.
It's not announced yet. We do have something that works, but it's not made public yet, so we can't really talk about it.
I gotcha. I understand. T's have to be crossed and I's dotted. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'm looking at the gallery pictures. I love this picture with the mannequin and the crazy doll. Snow's on the phone in her cool shoes. And yeah, that's a cool picture, man. That's a painting. All your guys' pictures are cool. The press picture we've been using, that's a cool picture too. I don't know where you took it at, but it looks interesting.
In my studio.
There you go. There you go. Very, very cool. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Before I forget, big shout out to Curtain Call Records for even introducing us.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you.
They are fantastic. And I don't know how that business works, folks, but you want to get Brian and the gang over at Curtain Call. If you're doing anything creative and need help on the PR side, they're good people to have in your corner. So that's all I'm saying. Pick up Brian's dry cleaning and wash his car or whatever you got to do. I don't think Brian's the dry cleaning type. I'm sure he has a car. He probably has several. But no, you don't have to go wash him. Very cool. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You're real super good at it. I'm sure you guys know that. You know.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And folks, we'll see you next time. Remember, the world's a weird place. Be patient with people. Be kind. And even though I find them hilarious, if you're traveling, your goal, your one mission, lay off the booze before you fly. Don't be a Karen on a Karen video on YouTube. They're hilarious to me, but when the cops show up, you ain't going to win that fight. You're not going to talk yourself out of that. It's not going to happen. Anyhow, just be cool. That's what I'm saying. Be like the designs. Cool, you know, and fashionable. We'll see you next time, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hanna Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.